What is going on, my real estate investing friends? I wanted to jump in here and tell you thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I seriously hope that it brings you an insane amount of value in order for you to be able to crush it in your marketing for your active real estate investing business. This show is specifically here to educate real estate investors on amping up their marketing. So more than likely, if you're listening to this show, you are either already an active investor or you're wanting to jump in, you're doing a little bit of educating for yourself. So if you're either of those and you enjoy this show, you're gonna wanna subscribe to the REI Marketing Weekly Email Newsletter. Yes, I know that's a mouthful, but it is totally worth it because that's where this show kind of derived from. And in that newsletter, it's 100% value content and it's got four segments in each newsletter that goes out every single Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time about crushing it in your real estate investing business marketing. We have segments where I myself give a marketing tip. We have a segment for a marketing update or a how-to. So if there's something that's new on like Facebook or a new algorithm for Google or something like that, we talk about that, or there's a new platform that comes out. We also do a lot of how-tos. And then we have a segment specifically for somebody that is in an active real estate investing business, crushing it in some form of their marketing efforts. And that's where this show comes in. So we're literally stripping the audio from that interview and putting it into this show. So there's that segment on the email newsletter. And then there's a segment specifically for a tool or a resource that you're able to use in your marketing. So in order to get to this, go to colormedia.com/subscribe, colored spelled C-U-L-L-E-R. So colormedia.com/subscribe. Make sure that you do that. Do not miss out on it because it's a great newsletter, 100% value. There's no selling in there. And you guys are going to learn so much from that. It's just an extension of this podcast and for you guys to be able to go deeper into your marketing and get all these little tips here and there that are going to help you stand out in your market. So again, thank you so much for listening to this show. Make sure that you share it around with your friends. I seriously appreciate it. If you do, leave a review if you're able to, and then I hope you enjoy. Let's get started with today's Who's Crushing It segment. Let's go. Welcome back to the REI Marketing Weekly. I'm your host, Josh Keller with Color Media. And man, am I excited to have a couple of special guests on the show. This is the first time we've actually had two guests on the show at once. But I'm excited to have Jeff Rappaport and Rebecca Jensen. So I actually met these two at the Inner Circle Elite Mastermind that Don Costa has, Don, Melissa, and Mike Cowper. And man, what an incredible group of people that are there, and got to hang out with these guys a little bit. I actually got to know Rebecca a little bit in the Starbucks line in Vegas while we were there, since we had to wait for 45 minutes in that line because it's the only coffee shop in the entire joint. So
that was good. Starbucks junkie.
Yeah, exactly. So we got to hang out a little bit there and chat. But I'm excited to have these guys on the show today. Before I have them introduce themselves today, we're going to be talking a little bit about PPC and Facebook advertising. Now, this is kind of the direction of the conversation. You know, this is going to be the foundation of the conversation we go into. Might tail off into a couple other conversations as well, but I really want to talk about this because I've never really had anybody on the show that's doing this and doing this successfully and getting an ROI on what they're doing. Because a lot of times I tell people, you know, real estate investors will come to me and say, Facebook ads don't work, and I don't get any results from them. And then I take a look at the ads and I'm like, well, no shit, you're not getting any results. Look at the way you built this thing out. Like, you know, cause so it's like, you know, it's not anything to blame you on. It's just the fact that you guys may or may not know how to build ads correctly. Right. And so I'm going to get these guys to talk about that today. But before I jump into it, guys, for both of you, if you could just introduce yourselves really quick, who you are, what you do, a little bit of background behind the origin story of you. So maybe Jeff, if you want to go first, and then Rebecca, we'll have you chime in too.
Well, thanks first of all for having me. I've been a real estate investor for almost 20 years now. I've done a little bit of everything, rehabbing, wholesaling, commercial land. Primarily, we are wholesalers now, but we wholesale everything, commercial properties, high-end single-family homes. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. We work in a number of different states, and then we do commercial all over the country. Probably my niche is creative financing. That's something that we use on a regular basis and have been for many, many years. And That's kind of what my thing is.
Awesome. All right, Rebecca, give it to us.
All right. My name is Rebecca Jensen. I live in Salt Lake City, Utah. But as Jeff was saying, we are virtual wholesalers. That's all I've ever known since I've been in the business just for 5 years. Mm-hmm. My position in the company is I do most of the dispositions. So I sell the properties that we get under contract. So I'm always searching for buyers for all of the different opportunities that we have. Sure. And just thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. So maybe that's a conversation we could have too, because we haven't really talked much about dispo marketing. So maybe we can have Rebecca chime in on that as well. Sure. So before we get into it, guys, if you haven't already, make sure you have checked out REI.video. That's a platform that is built by Color Media. So what you do is this platform is meant for people that want to shoot their own videos, and you can take those videos, submit them to REI.video. We'll do all the heavy lifting, which is the editing. So the post-production, we'll add closed captions, video wrappers, all kinds of stuff. And it's unlimited revisions, 48-hour turnaround time. It's everything you could ever want in getting videos produced. So make sure whether you're filming on a phone, whether you're filming on a DSLR camera or a point-and-shoot camera like this, you guys submit it, REI.video. Is the platform you go to. If you use the coupon code FIRSTVID at checkout, you'll get 50% off your first order. And so it's a win-win, guys, for everybody. So make sure you check it out, REI.vid. That's a brand new platform that just went out. It's built for real estate investors to be able to get content production out there to the world, because we all know that video is dominating the marketing world right now. So make sure you take advantage of that. All right, guys, so we're going to jump into the show here. I want to make sure that I be very, very I take advantage of the time that I have with you guys. So let's talk about Facebook ads and PPC. Now, I know that you guys got a lot going on. Jeff, maybe you're going to be the one that talks about this the most, but kind of let us in a little bit about the type of marketing that you're doing on the PPC and Facebook advertising world. I'm very, very interested, very curious what you're going after. Maybe the messaging that you're building, how you're building the audiences and that kind of thing. So just let it loose on us.
So here's the first thing is that, so we would fall into the category of the group that you had mentioned earlier, where we don't really know what we're doing. And so we've done quite a bit of Google AdWords. We've spent a lot of money with very little results, where we've hired someone to manage the account, paying them, paying, you know, our ad costs, and not seeing really the kind of results. We're in a super competitive market too, where the cost of Google AdWords can be super expensive.
Sure.
Facebook, kind of the same thing. We have not spent anywhere near the amount of money, but I'm old school, so I'm still trying to get up to speed with all the technology advances.
Sure.
And when I started, I used to put an ad in the newspaper. That's how we did most of our marketing.
Yeah.
So what we've done now is we have contracted with companies that do this on a regular basis all over the country. Mm-hmm. For Google AdWords and for Facebook. And what we do is we pay them per lead that we get in the markets that we're signed up for. Okay. So we can cap what we want. We can, if there are more leads than what we're getting, we can pay for more leads. Sure. But now, we're into Google AdWords, we probably spend $3,000 a month instead of $10,000 to $15,000 a month. And that $3,000 a month gets us 20 leads. And if we can convert two to three of those to deals, now we've got a really good cost per deal ratio. And now it makes sense for us. Facebook, same thing, except for much smaller investment. We're not spending anywhere near the same amount, and our cost per deal is less, but we've got to go through more leads to get a deal.
Sure, absolutely. I think that's interesting. So something I like the fact that you opened up with, you fall into the category of those who don't know what they're doing. I think a lot of real estate investors need to get this through their brain, right? And this is probably why you outsourced it to a company that knows what they're doing. You said you've been through a couple other ones, and now you're getting results. You know, if you close two or three deals, then it totally makes sense. The cost per deal is worth it. What a lot of real estate investors have a hard time getting through their head is allowing other people that are professionals in a specific area of marketing to do their thing and allow them to capitalize on what they're good at. Now, obviously, there's a lot of agencies out there that will say that, you know, we could get you all these leads, we could do this. But this is why I love what you're doing is you're paying cost per, it's cost per lead. Yes. And I think that's a beautiful way of structuring it. And I know a lot of people will enter into contracts with agencies. And this is how I have my business set up with the customers that I have. I mean, you guys know Don Costa, Melissa, you know, Mike, all those guys, and there's several other people in that group that I work with, and I charge them by the results that we get. That's what happens, right? And that's the best way to do it. Whereas a lot of agencies, they'll tie you into a contract for 6 months, a year, and then there's no guarantee that you're going to get the results and get your return on your investment there.
Right.
But I think that's that it's very well done by you to actually outsource that. Realize that, hey, I may not be that good at it, but I'm still going to utilize it because I know it works. Right. I'm going to find somebody that will make it work. So real estate investors out there, like, don't be afraid. I know a lot of real estate investors, they try to bootstrap every single part of their business. So they'll do all their marketing, they'll do all their sales, they'll do all of their operations and everything and try to take the world by force by themselves. You don't need to do that. So find somebody that knows what they're doing. So I'm curious, Jeff, too. And Rebecca, we'll get to you in a second here. If you want to chime in at any time.
He's the talker anyway.
So. Yeah, that's good. All right. So I think, Jeff, too, something I'm very interested. I just got off a call with one of my clients, Jerry Green, who's been in the business for about 26
years.
Jerry. Yeah.
Jerry's
so
great guy.
Jerry's client of mine, very good friend of mine. I just got off an interview with him. He's been in the business for 26 years. And so kind of the same scenario. Marketing has just evolved so drastically over time. And obviously me, I'm only 26 years old. So I barely remember a time without the internet. So Jeff, I'm curious, like from your perspective in the marketing world, what things have changed besides like the actual like going like physical to digital marketing, but like have the principles of marketing stayed the same? What are some big differences that you see going on that people need to pay attention to?
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up because to be honest, a lot of the things that worked 15, 20 years ago still work now.
Right.
People just don't like to use them as much. Yeah. You know, direct mail, door knocking, cold calling, that kind of stuff, bandit signs even. I'm not
a big fan of
bandit signs, but yeah. You know, in different markets, they do still work. And then there's the whole online presence, which is was non-existent back then. That, you know, as a real estate investor, I think one of the biggest things that you've got to learn how to do is adapt. And if you don't adapt, you could be left behind. You could still make a super good living focusing on direct mail, cold calling, and door knocking. But you're missing out on a whole huge, when you're dealing with online leads, they're like looking for you. They're looking for an answer as opposed to, hey, I'm looking for someone that's got a problem.
Right.
And those are the leads that you like to bring in. Granted, they probably don't always just click on your lead or your ad and, you know, now they're setting something up to, you know, have 6, 7, 10 investors all compete, but they want to do something as opposed to you finding the ones that actually want to do something. So that's probably the biggest change, but still a lot of the principles, I mean, that I used 15, 20 years ago, absolutely still work today. Maybe a little differently, but they still work. And I mean, think about this, how much easier is it to skip trace a list?
Yeah.
Get a phone number as opposed to 15, 20 years ago. I mean, you went to the white pages and if it wasn't there, you were move on, go somewhere else. And yeah. Now it's like, hey, I can just plug it in and, you know, in 10 seconds, I should have a phone number.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very interesting. I'm glad you brought all that up. I really think that the whole adapting thing, I know people, there's some people out there that they hate change. It's very uncomfortable for them. But I look at it as not as change, but as evolving or innovating. Yeah. I like to use the word innovating. Where, you know, obviously I mentioned my new platform, right? REI.video. And the video, the reason why I built that is because video is such a dominating force in marketing right now. I mean, it's predicted by 2021 that 90% of Facebook's content will be video, which is absolutely insane. And that's going to just trickle into you look at any social platform, they all mirror after Facebook. I don't care what you say. Like they all mirror after Facebook. They all follow suit. And so it's very important to make sure you're adapting and even doing more video, doing more content and that kind of thing. So evolve over time and innovate. So thank you for sharing all that, Jeff. Now let's move over to Rebecca. I'm very interested. We only got 10 minutes here, so I want to make sure we use this time wisely, obviously.
All right, I'll take me like two.
So Rebecca, let's talk about dispositions marketing. Sure. I'm interested to hear what you've worked on. I mean, way back in the day, three, 4 or 5 years ago, when I was marketing director for the company I was working with, the wholesale company, we did a lot of dispositions marketing because the market was really hot. There was an insane amount of inventory out there. And so selling properties was the marketing channels we had to go after. So we were building that. And so building buyers lists and doing all that kind of stuff. So right. For you, what kind of transitions, what changes have you made in your marketing in order to get dispositions working as well?
Well, I think continually sending out good deals is always a plus for us because my buyers are always like referring people to me and saying, hey, you need to get on this person's distribution list because they're sending out these kinds of deals. Yep. So a lot of it is just seriously networking and getting on the phone and, of course, social media. Facebook, LinkedIn, but being a part of masterminds in the country has been huge. Just, you know, networking with those high in level players.
Yep.
And again, just sending out good deals. They kind of sell themselves and buyers want to work with us because we construct different types of deals with creative financing, seller financing, things like that. So,
talk about social media, Rebecca, because you're good at.
Me and Jeff, like we were on the same wave. Every time I open up Facebook, Rebecca's comment is on somebody's post. That's so, right. I want you to talk about that. Like, don't discount yourself here. So, how do you use social media to network with people?
That's what I do. I mean, I just comment on people, and when somebody posts an ad that they have a deal, I will personal message people. Just, hey, I saw that you were looking at this deal. I have this kind of deal. Would you be interested in talking about it? Here's my phone number. Here's my email address. Like a lot of people won't pick up the phone and network and explain how the process works because there are a lot of new investors out there that want to buy. They don't know how to do it. And so I really take the time to educate my buyers and explain the process. And, you know, some people don't even know that, you know, they have to use hard money a lot of the time, things like that. So, yeah, I try to just be proactive on Facebook and LinkedIn. I haven't done a lot with like Instagram and Twitter. I need to probably ramp that up a little bit more. But I haven't done any like direct mail to find buyers, and I have a pretty strong buyers list. So,
I love that. So I don't want to discount the fact that, you know, obviously social media is something that I talk about a lot. And if you guys listen to our other podcasts, audience, if you guys listen to the other podcasts, Content Marketing Playbook, I talk about social media a lot. But one thing that I always tell people is don't discount the fact of being able to network on social media. I'll just tell you guys right now, Facebook is by far my biggest lead source for my business, period. It's not even a competition. Like networking in person doesn't compare to it. Instagram, LinkedIn, the ads that I run, none of it compares to just commenting on people's stuff. I get tagged all the time when somebody's asking for video stuff and all that. And so like, and that was the way that, you know, Rebecca reached out to me. I posted on Facebook and said, hey, I need some people that do virtual wholesaling. Cause we're, you know, we're recording this in the midst of this whole coronavirus thing. And so we're trying to, you know, establish some things here, but I post on Facebook saying I'm looking for people that do virtual wholesaling. So tag them up, and Rebecca commented, and then we messaged each other and got you guys on the show. So like, don't discount the fact. I know a lot of people shy away from social media. They call it fake book and all that stuff. Like guys, use the tools, use these platforms. Don't get romantic with them. Like if they shut down, you're going to go sob and get depressed and all that, but like use them. They're there. Yeah. So use them, and they're free tools. So don't complain about it. Right. That's the thing. Well, but I love that. That's awesome. Network on social media. Absolutely. Yeah.
And we're actually going to hire a VA just to reach out to people on Facebook.
So smart.
We're going to stream Facebook.
It's just, so it takes a lot of time. It takes time out of my day. And if I can hire a virtual assistant to start going through all the different Facebook groups and people that want different types of properties, she can start building lists for me.
Yeah.
And that will help my bottom line and save me time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And Josh, you know, one of the things that we do that maybe I know not a lot of wholesalers do is we want to have a conversation with every one of our buyers. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I mean, I was just telling Rebecca yesterday, I must have gotten 3 emails from local wholesalers that I've never signed up for their list, right? I'm not a buyer for them.
And,
they've just added me somehow, some way. I don't want people on my list that way. I want that, whether it's Rebecca or our VA, that has a 5 to 7, 8 minute conversation about what they're looking for in what areas, what are their capabilities. And I want to try to find something that will match, or when we do have something that matches, that, you know, what we have notes in our database that we can go and search them out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we're talking about dispo right now, but also like on the acquisition side, I mean, if you're looking to get deals closed, I mean, some friends on Facebook that I have, I mean, every once in a while I'll see a post that says, hey, I'm looking to buy 2 deals this week. Who's got them? And then, you know, they have like 20 comments on there and people are just feeding them deals just from one post. And I'm like, that is so freaking smart. Do that more. And that's like, that's big, but like use these social platforms to network with people. Like you said, you know, also like build rapport and build relationships with them. But use them wisely. I mean, just connect with people, network with people. It's just the same way you would belly to belly. Like you're not gonna try to go in for the kiss like right away when you're like meeting somebody face to face. So don't do the same thing when you're, I don't know how many LinkedIn and Facebook messages I get, and it's literally just like, hey Josh, saw you posted this. I think you would like this program as well. And like,
right.
You know, you guys probably get those all the time too. Yeah. So
yes.
It's annoying.
Yeah, they are annoying. So be smart with it and build relationships. But guys, I got to get you back on the show. We got to do this again. I'm really frustrated. I keep these at 30 minutes sometimes, but I want to be considerate of your guys' time too. So I appreciate both of you being on the show and being willing to share everything that you have. A lot of gold nuggets. I do want to give you the opportunity. I know you guys got some programs out there as well. Some things to share for other people to connect with you. So if somebody wanted to connect with you, learn more about what you guys got going on, what's the best way to make that happen?
I do a podcast on creative financing, and we have a hotline, so you can certainly check that out. It's called the creativefinancingpodcast.com. It's on all the Podbean, Stitcher, iTunes. And we have an apprentice program. We work with new investors all over the country. We help with their training and actually help them implement what they're learning. And anyone that's interested can reach out to Rebecca at weofferoptions.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for sharing that. And as always, audience, if you're watching the video, it'll all be linked below in the description. So make sure you check that out. And it will also, if you guys don't mind, I'll also connect your guys' Facebooks as well. If somebody wanted to connect with you on Facebook or sure. whatever, so they can direct message you, not spamming. So if you are going to spam, Josh did not send you. If you're going to be nice and actually build a relationship, Josh sent you. So just
there
say that.
There we go. We'll all do right. that.
Well, thank you guys so much for being on the show. I appreciate you. And I will definitely have you back again soon.
Thanks, Josh. Thank you. You're awesome.
All right, guys. That's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining us on the REI Marketing Weekly. If you're on the podcast, if you're on Apple Podcasts, make sure you head over, leave a 5-star review. Much appreciate that. And if you are on the podcast, subscribe to the newsletter, the REI Marketing Weekly. Just go to colormedia.com/subscribe. All kinds of awesome content there. If you are on the newsletter, hey, go back to the podcast and listen to that too. And then make sure you are checking out REI.video. Shoot your own videos with your phone, camera, or whatever. And then let us do the heavy lifting. Send those over to us. We'll get them produced and edited. Remember, first vid on the coupon code, and you'll get 50% off your first order. Thank you guys for listening. I'll check you out on the next one. See ya.